This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of the brand new April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, our feature is Kids and Teen Listening. We have reviews in Children and Family Listening, including a review of Paddington on Top, written by Michael Bond. It's an Earphones winner, read by Hugh Bonneville. We also have an author interview with Jason Reynolds and a review of his Earphones-winning audiobook, Patina, Track 2, Book 2, read by Heather Alicia Sims. Let's get right to it. Editor's Notes, and this time we have our managing editor, Jennifer Dowell, who has a specialization in teens and family listening. Grateful for young listeners. In this issue, with a special focus on audiobooks for kids and teens, we're pleased to feature an interview with the inspiring children's and teen author, Jason Reynolds. As he told us, everything in my life and in my books has to do with letting young people know I'm grateful for their lives. His novel in verse, Long Way Down, featured on our cover, was on the National Book Awards long list and was recently honored in several categories of the American Library Association's Youth Media Awards, Newbery Honor, Coretta Scott King Author Honor, Prince Honor, and Odyssey Honor, not to mention Audiophile's own Earphones Award. Congratulations, Jason. We also loved this month's Listening With, and hearing about Susie Alfin's journey from audiobook listener to audiobook narrator while driving a school bus in Alaska. Finally, don't miss our tribute to narrator Katherine Kellgren, who died earlier this year and is mourned by her many fans and all of us at Audiophile. I was lucky to see Katie perform in person several years ago and will always remember the moment her seemingly demure outer appearance gave way, with a bellow, to the rough, loud, and utterly convincing voice of a pirate. We miss her and are so grateful that she left a legacy of wonderful recordings for young listeners. Jennifer Dowell, managing editor of Audiophile Magazine. All right, we are going to turn our attention now to our reviews in Children and Family Listening, and our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. And in the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review as a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today in Children and Family Listening, The Dreadful Tale of Prosper Redding, A Fiendish Arrangement. It's written by Alexandra Bracken, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn. Kirby Hayborn, in his element, as he treats listeners to an audio adventure that bounds with expertly paced escapades, colorful accents, and snarky humor. 12-year-old Prosper Redding thinks he's the only unexceptionable, unlucky, downright forgettable Redding until he discovers that a 4,000-year-old demon who is intent upon annihilating his entire family is living inside him. Hayborn captures Prosper's emotional growth from a sad and aimless boy to a bravely determined preteen as he confronts the demon within. From sniveling hobgoblins to resolute yet fragile cousin Nell, Hayborn's command of character voices is exceptional. The verbal sparring between Prosper and the fiend Alastor is wickedly funny and perfectly timed, sure to make listeners of all ages laugh out loud. Sarah Hashimoto wrote that review of the dreadful tale of Prosper Redding, A Fiendish Arrangement by Alexandra Bracken. It's an Earphones winner read by Kirby Hayborn. Our next review is Frank Einstein and the Bioaction Gizmo. Frank Einstein, Book 5 by John Sheska, read by John Sheska and Brian Biggs. This humorous audio addition to the Frank Einstein series is narrated by author John Sheska and illustrator Brian Biggs. This short narration opens with Sheska's onomatopoeic smash, crack, as a thunderstorm sends AI entities Clink and Clank, voiced by Biggs, into a fearful frenzy. Clink and Clank's offbeat electronic communication system sounds slightly human, but are clearly mechanical. Throughout the story, Sheska and Biggs skillfully introduce a variety of characters while continuously playing to their intended audience by paying special attention to pronunciation, reading speed, and clarity. Though created with younger listeners in mind, this endearing story is sure to amuse those of all ages. That review by Veronica Chrysler was of Frank Einstein and the Bioaction Gizmo, Frank Einstein, Book 5 by John Sheska. It's read by John Sheska and Brian Biggs. It's available from Listening Library for 2.5 hours, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Spin, the Rumpelstiltskin musical. It's adapted by Neil Fishman, Harvey Edelman, and David B. Cole, and it's read by a full cast. With jokes that kids will laugh at and adults will knowingly smile at, this audio production has something for everyone as a musical rendering of Rumpelstiltskin. When Jane's dad spins a tale about her abilities, Rumpelstiltskin makes sure it ends up in the king's ear, which lands her in the castle, needing to spin hay into gold to save the kingdom, which is in dire financial straits due to the king's materialistic sisters. Jim Dale takes the lead as narrator with a wizened voice that guides listeners through the real story behind Rumpelstiltskin. The other members of the cast perform the rest of the story's roles. Vocal performances brim with energy of a live performance, and the music is catchy. So says Lance Eaton of Spin, the Rumpelstiltskin musical. It's adapted by Neil Fishman and Harvey Edelman and David B. Coe, and it's read by a full cast, available from Harper Audio for 1.5 hours as a audio program, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Paddington on Top by Michael Bond, read by Hugh Bonneville. It's an Earphones winner. Hugh Bonneville's wholehearted narration begins when a local official arrives to summon the beloved, good-natured Paddington Bear to school. Paddington, Mrs. Brown, and Mrs. Bird, the housekeeper, scramble to get Paddington ready. Bonneville jumps into these roles with gusto. Paddington's adventures include his first day and only day of school, water skiing, the purchase of an inflatable boat, and a visit to court, to mention a few. In each story, characters sparkle with personality. Bonneville employs his inestimable skills, intonation and pacing, accent and intensity, and love of story. Paddington's opinionated Aunt Lucy from Peru, the short-fused codger living next door, and the warm-hearted bookstore owner, for example, come fully to life. That review was written by Anne Ritchie. It's available of Paddington on Top by Michael Bond, an Earphones winner read by Hugh Bonneville. It's available from Harper Audio for 2.5 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. Our next review is The Wolf Hour by Sarah Lewis Holmes, read by David DeVries and Therese Palmer and Plummer, and it's an Earphones winner. The narration of this audiobook is spectacular. Therese Plummer brings power, venom, and precision, and David DeVries demonstrates equal power along with warmth and humor. They transport listeners into the Polish Puszka, a forest cold, dark, and full of magic, and wolves, and stories. Young Magia desperately wants to follow in the footsteps of her woodcutter father into the Puszka, but how can she without becoming part of the forest's magical web? Plummer and DeVries alternate narration. Plummer delivers the narrative as well as portraying Magia and Miss Grand, a manipulative witch. DeVries crafts intriguing vocal personalities for the wolf and the three pigs. While the story has many magical threads and altered folk tales to keep in mind, the vivid narration will make following the characters a joy. And Richie wrote that review of The Wolf Hour by Sarah Lewis Holmes, read by David DeVries and Therese Plummer. It's an Earphones winner from Scholastic Audiobooks for 8.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next we have The Adventures of Pelle Notail, Pelle Notail Book 1 by Gösta Knudsen. It's an Earphones winner read by Rupert Degas. This Swedish children's classic was first published in the mid-20th century. Narrator Rupert Degas' voice is rich, mellow, and inviting as he introduces Pelle Notail, the cat who lost his tail to a rat as a kitten. He left his farm in the back seat of a car quite by accident, was taken by the driver and his daughter, and now navigates a myriad of adventures with his new family. Degas is ever upbeat, whether Pelle is expecting new places or holidays or even dealing with a gang of cat bullies. The personalities Degas voices for the other cats are laugh-out-loud funny. Degas has a storyteller's knack for captivating the listener with a phrase, endings in raised pitch, and extended pauses. He even adds a bit of Swedish lilt at times. And Richie wrote that review of The Adventures of Pelle Notail. Pelle Notail, Book 1 by Gösta Knudsen. It's an Earphones winner read by Rupert Degas, available from Belinda Audio for 2 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. And you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. We are the magazine that has great audiobooks for kids and teens. Okay, we are back to our reviews now in children and family listening, and our first review is Island Born by Juno Diaz, read by the author. It's an Earphones winner. Listening to Juno Diaz's narration is like having a story read to you by your uncle, who can do all the best voices. Lola's class is full of kids from around the world, and her teacher asks them to draw pictures of their first country. But Lola left the island as a baby, and Diaz's voice reflects her anxiety over not remembering her brief time there. Lola asks her neighbors and family about their former home, and they share memories of lively music, swooping blanket-sized bats, and the hurricane their family survived, with sound effects to help listeners imagine the details. One gruff neighbor talks of a monster who terrorized the island and the heroes who fought him, providing an age-appropriate approach to the topics of dictatorships and immigration. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of Island Born by Juno Diaz, an Earphones winner read by the author. It's available from Listening Library for 19 minutes, unabridged, ages 6 and up. Our next review today is My Side of the Mountain by Jean Craighead George. It's read by Michael Crouch. How wonderful that this 1959 classic is now an audiobook. Narrator Michael Crouch introduces 17-year-old New York City resident Sam Gribble as he relocates to the Catskill Mountains with only a pocket knife, a rope, $40, and a fire starter. Crouch deftly embraces the speech patterns and vocal vocabulary of the day and warmly describes the atmospheric settings. Since Sam is usually alone, there's little dialogue, but his thoughts and endearing conversations with the wildlife he meets sound genuine. Listeners will particularly enjoy sharing time with Frightful, the young peregrine falcon Sam adopts and trains to retrieve food. It's inspiring to hear how Sam adapts to the nature and uses it to clothe warm and feed himself in this menagerie. Vivid descriptions of the seasons, storms, and animals offer a constant you-are-there feel. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of My Side of the Mountain by Jean Craighead George, read by Michael Crouch. It's available from Listening Library for 4.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Now we'll take a break, and we'll hear from Jason Reynolds. Jason Reynolds is a best-selling author whose novels for middle schoolers and teens have been honored by the National Book Awards, the NAACP Image Awards, and the American Library Association. But perhaps his greatest accolade is the trust and respect of many teens with whom he speaks. How does he engage them and earn their trust? "That's easy," he says, "because I think about it all the time." He refers to being guided by three pillars: humility, empathy, and gratitude, whenever he interacts with young people on or off the page. "I create intimacy by using my natural language, which happens to be their natural language, because I'm really a big 16-year-old. Everything in my life and in my books has to do with letting young people know I'm grateful for their lives." Though he's written 9 books, 34-year-old Reynolds didn't read a whole book until his teen years. For one thing, there weren't books that pictured his world. And in my family, we didn't do read-alouds or that kind of thing. But storytelling? There was that. Storytelling was a big deal. Whenever his family gathered for holidays or cookouts, everyone had a story. "Because of that, words make more sense and are more interesting to me if they feel good. Classic sentence structure means less to him than how we evoke the spirit of the sentence. That's what I really care about." When Reynolds writes, he doesn't do so for an intended age level. "I search for the voice, and if the voice feels like it's an 11-year-old's, then so it is. I try to make it as organic as possible. Writing has to be an adventure for me if it's going to be an adventure for you. If I'm bored, you will be too." He succeeds in this regardless of genre or pacing, from the breakneck speed of his superhero story, Miles Morales' Spider-Man, to the high-intensity emotions of Long Way Down. All of his books feature character of color. "I see the increase in books like mine not as a phenomenon of trend, but as a reflection of reality. Black and brown characters aren't for black and brown children. Books are going to continue to be integral to change, and all kids need to read about all kids." Reynolds explains that while reading, you have to work to empathize with the character. And because you work hard to gain that empathy, when you meet someone like the character, you're more careful about how you judge because of the work you've invested. Audiobooks are just as important. In an oral telling of a story, you can give a vocal inflections. Listeners, for example, hear pain differently because they hear it in my voice. Many of Reynolds' audiobooks are narrated by his best friend, Guy Lockhart. He's amazing. He knows. He knows what my characters should sound like. He knows my voice. He knows the jokes. He knows my language. Because this is a guy I was brought up with. It definitely doesn't get better than that. But Reynolds himself had to read Long Way Down, the first-person story of William Holloman told through linked poems that center around William's struggles after his brother's death. I couldn't afford to have someone misinterpret the story. Because it was written in verse, it had to be read in a certain way for the power to be there. Reynolds also narrates his newest book, For Every One, an inspiring poem written for kids who, like himself, dream. He originally performed it at the Kennedy Center for the unveiling of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. The audiobook will be released in April. Also coming in April is Sonny, the third in his popular Track series for middle schoolers. The most recent, Patina, is one of his favorite books. The main character is not just a track star, but also a caregiver who feels keenly responsible for her younger sister and her mother, who has lost both her legs to amputation. The responsibility that some children face are very real things. No matter who we are and where we come from, we all have a story, and it's usually not what you think it is. That interview, talking with Jason Reynolds, was conducted by Susie Wild, and here's a review of Patina, Track, Book 2, by Jason Reynolds, an Earphones winner, read by Heather Alicia Sims. Narrator Heather Alicia Sims animates the complex character of Patina, Patty, the story's heroine, in Jason Reynolds' second Track book. Sims depicts the overwhelmed feelings of a girl who has suffered much in her young life. Now that her beloved father has died, she must live with her aunt and uncle, helping to care for her younger sister while her diabetic mother recovers from an amputation. Sims captures Patty's many moods, her sassiness within the security of her running team, her anxiety when she doesn't perform perfectly, her disdain for the snooty girls at the rich girl academy she attends, and her tenderness for her baby sister. Sims also skillfully renders the minor characters in the story and captures its rhythm and pacing. Susie Wild wrote that review of Patina, Track, Book 2 by Jason Reynolds. It's an Earphones winner, read by Heather Alicia Sims. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 5.75 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Okay, our next review is The Player King by Avi, read by John Keating. Narrator John Keating's breezy tone and British accent bring authenticity to this Tudor story by Avi, king of children's historical fiction. Young Lambert is plucked from his life as a kitchen boy in a tavern cellar where he lives like a rotten turnip, and with breathtaking speed finds himself seated on the English throne. Keating keeps Lambert's perspective convincingly light and astonished without making him sound too young. In stark contrast, Keating's voice booms with hostility when he's speaking as any of the handful adults who control Lambert's world. Keating captures Lambert's humor and good nature and adds vivacity to Avi's otherwise straightforward prose. Even when the action descends into bloody battle, Keating provides just the right level of intensity for a story intended for younger ears. Sonny T. Carrito wrote that review of The Player King by Avi, read by John Keating. It's available from Recorded Books for 4 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next in Children and Family Listening, we have Polaris by Michael Northrup, read by Stephen Kaplan. Stephen Kaplan's narration of this epic adventure is compelling and engaging. He brings the listener aboard the Polaris as a band of deckhands and cabin boys, none older than 12, struggles to master the high seas and avoid something mysterious lurking below deck. While the captain's murdered body dumped overboard and mutinous crew abandoning the ship shortly afterward, Owen is left to rally the others as they attempt to make it home. The narrator's voice ratchets up the tension, keeping the listener moving between nervous anticipation and terror. This middle grade audiobook is perfect for listeners looking for a suspenseful story with a healthy dose of action. Sarah J. Schmidt wrote that review of Polaris by Michael Northrup. It's read by Stephen Kaplan, available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 7 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next we have Shark Lady, the true story of how Eugenie Clark became the ocean's most fearless scientist. It's written by Jess Keating, and it's read by Jordan Killam. Narrator Jordan Killam chronicles the life and work of scientist Eugenie Clark, who dedicated her life to the research and advocacy of sharks. With crisp diction and even pacing, Killam makes the story accessible to young listeners. Underwater sound effects make listeners feel as though they're diving through the water with Clark as she makes new discoveries in her field. The musical score adds drama to Killam's narration, while the shark bites, or factual tidbits, give the work context and additional details. Young listeners will be inspired by Clark's determination to achieve her dream no matter what obstacles she encountered. Maria Dietrich wrote that review of Shark Lady, the true story of how Eugenie Clark became the ocean's most fearless scientist. It's written by Jess Keating, read by Jordan Killam, and it's available from Dreamscape for 23 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. That concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll finish some reviews in Children and Family Listening. And then we'll begin reviews in Young Adult Listening, including a review of Everless by Sarah Holland. It's an Earphones winner, read by Eileen Stevens. We also have a new feature called The Download, and this time it's a question and answer with author Nick Stone and narrator Dion Graham talking about Stone's new young adult novel, Dear Martin. So, until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.